April 15th, San Francisco. Dear Eric, I'm not sure whether you received my first letter, but I'll pretend you did so I don't go over what I've already told you, which wasn't much, I know, and well, not very important either. We're having a pretty typical San Francisco spring. I don't know if you were here all that long, but if you were, you'll know it's foggy, windy and cold, just like Mark Twain said about our summers. I'm working for a charity, the same one I've worked for since my youngest was a baby. Almost 6 years now. My job is pretty routine, admin and correspondence mostly. All the important stuff is done upstairs. We look after, well, support really, no hands-on or face-to-face encounters at all. Kids who have lost their parents in war zones or never knew who their parents were. I'll tell you more about that, if you want to hear it, some other time. My job is part-time, so I can fit it around the girls. My two daughters. I don't know if Stephen told you anything about them. Eva's 12, and Enid will soon be 7. Aggie says hello, by the way. Write whenever you can, if you want to. Fondest regards, Sylviana. Her parents didn't have a clue she was writing to Eric Wasserman. Neither did anyone else. No one but Eric Wasserman. If any of the letters had reached their destination. She didn't know if he was even still alive. She didn't know how long partially addressed letters handed into a volunteer group took to reach the addressee. She didn't know his rank or where in the world he could be. She didn't know if he was married, had a family. Too late now. Writing to him had felt right, easy, as though she'd just picked up a conversation that had been dropped a few minutes before, like talking to a friend. But Eric Wasserman wasn't a friend. He was a man. A boy she'd met twice at a couple of flamboyant, artsy parties and had never been able to forget. He'd been out of step with the rest of the guys. Hair shot cropped, so wearing creased trousers and a button-down shirt. He wore boots, the only thing that didn't set him apart, except his clean and polished. His aftershave was a popular scent. Most of the art college guys weren't shaving or washing. His eyes were big and blue, and so hang-down sincere she wanted to cry. The guys looking around her, getting in her way, were rude, aggressive, snide, so full of their creative genius. There are just two kinds of people, man, those who create and those who destroy. But despite his military service, Eric Wasserman didn't look destructive. He looked like he had a whole world of wonder waiting to burst out of him. He looked like a kid, waking up in a magic place, rubbing his eyes and staring at the first girl he'd ever seen in his life. He looked like, she felt, and when she touched him, there was no one else in the pokey back-alley art supply shop calling itself a gallery, but Sylviana Innocenti, Dizzy Artist's model, and this blonde, blue-eyed, clean-shaven, quiet guy, falling in love. Where is your head? It could happen. He could remember.